The Rolls-Royce took to the road once more, and soon we stopped at an inn. "Good idea," I said, as Sydney helped me out of the car. The innkeeper did his best to make me comfortable.
"Yeah, there's a lot of it about. Next he will be coughing up blood. Healthy people dropping like flies for no reason, and without so much as a cough sometimes. Dead. Gone. Frightening. Take this newspaper here. It's full of it. Unexplained sickness and accidents. The Spanish influenza. It's like a plague."
"Plague?"
I refused to drink the water, sure that it was brimming with Marseria. He placed a glass of ale in front of me. "Here then, get this down you." I noticed my hands shook nervously and were drained of colour as I slowly lifted the amber liquid to my lips. What had Ogilvy done to me, I wondered.
Look, sir, would you like us to fetch a doctor or something?"
"I'm a doctor," came a voice. "I couldn't help overhearing. Let me take a look at him."
No. I'll be fine, I muttered.
"Sir Ogilvy will have my job if I let anything happen to you. Go on, sir, just let him take a quick look."
After examining my eyes and mouth, the doctor announced, "Well, this man is suffering from a classic case of shock and nothing more. What has happened to you?"
"Nothing," I said, feeling slightly better.
"I'm sure he will live. Not like any of the poor souls I've seen already in this month alone. One minute fine and healthy, the next dead where they stood. We doctors are expected to keep up with this, whatever it is. Soldiers returning to civilian life need much attention on top of everything else. These are extraordinary times and not so great to be a doctor."
It's a pandemic," I said.
"Ah, yes.
My very conclusion. Are you a doctor too?"
"No, but there is bigger trouble coming."
"Really? Have you heard something?" inquired the doctor.
I said nothing of the Marseria.
"Well, what about my wife and kids?" said Sydney. "I don't like the sound of that."
The doctor smiled and said he was sure they would be fine and that he had other calls to make. He gave Sydney his newspaper to read and apologised that it was yesterday's. I noticed how Sydney's eyes grew wider as he flicked through it. He remarked that there were indeed several reports of accidents and strange deaths all over the country, but mainly in London.